Colossians chapter number 3 in your Bibles. Praise the Lord. Colossians chapter number 3. There's a sweet, sweet presence of the Lord here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He's still here. Colossians 3, going to begin with the second verse of Colossians 3. Praise the Lord. Colossians 3 hasn't moved. It's still in the same place it always was. Praise God. Amen. Colossians chapter number 3, verse number 2. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Mortify, therefore, or because of this, kill your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, covetousness, which is idolatry, for which things' sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walked some time when ye lived in them. Want you to notice in verse number 3, for ye are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. Verse number 7, past tense, regarding those former things, ye also walked, past tense, sometime in them, and ye lived, past tense, in them. And verse number 4, when Christ, who is our life, is he your life? When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Amen. Just want to share with us just a simple thought. Every saint has a past, and every sinner has a future. Amen. Every saint has a past. Every sinner has a future. Let's pray and ask God to help us. Precious God, we love you, we love you, we love you. Thank you, God, for your touch here. God, I feel it was all to set up right now. Not all, perhaps, but certainly to set up, dear God, our reception to your word. Help us, we pray, these next few minutes, Lord. God, we give you praise, we give you praise, we give you praise. Let's worship the Lord from our hearts, can we? Hallelujah. Let's worship him. Hallelujah. Lord, I love you, I love you, I love you. Lord, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. Holy, 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 holy. Jesus, Jesus, God, you're good to us. God, you're gracious. There's none like you, none like you, none like you, none like you. Mighty to save, Lord. Praise your name, praise your name, praise your name. You may be seated in the house of the Lord. Praise God. Feels good to be in his presence. Praise the Lord. And feel comfortable tonight. Amen. I feel comfortable and in the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Felt that way all day long. Amen. And God is wanting to do something in our midst, in our homes, in our lives, in our families. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Our loved ones.
This church. Praise God, this church. He said, set your affection on things above. This echoes words that Jesus spoke to the same effect. And not to lay up treasures down here upon the earth, but rather to lay them up in heaven where moth and rust does not corrupt, where thieves cannot break through nor steal. And but set our affection on things above. Praise the Lord. And he gives a reason. He said, for you are dead. Literally in the Greek, in studying this, for you've died. It's past tense. It's you died. What's he talking about? He's talking about you've repented. The old man was crucified with him. Amen. And your life is hid with Christ in God. Bible says we become heirs with Christ, joint heirs with Christ. And everything that he won, amen, by prevailing over flesh, by overcoming, praise the Lord, amen, he won for you. Praise God, and you are hid with Christ in God. I can't think of a safer place than being hid with Christ in God. I mean, you could be hid with the president in some fortress, someplace. Oh, that probably doesn't sound like a safe place. Let me come up with another one. Amen. But hid with some dignitary that's actually important. Amen. Praise God. And hid, amen, in deep down away from a nuclear attack or anything else, and perfect filtered air and all of this. Amen. There's no better place to be hid than hid with Christ and God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And when you think about where he's brought us from, Brother Matt, the chains that had us bound. Praise the Lord. Who am I? Who am I? Who am I that I would be hid with Christ and God? Who am I, praise the Lord, that in my present state, right now, while I'm walking, traversing this earth, figuring out how to pay bills, amen, and doing all the things that we need to do just to live, I am hid with Christ in God. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. But every one of us, amen, that are hid, amen, every one of us in that safe place, I want you to know that we've got a past. Praise the Lord, there was a time, amen, that we walked some time in according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air. Amen. In 1 Corinthians chapter number 6, Paul reminds us that fornicators and adulterers and all of these things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. And he said, and such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. That's Acts 2:38. Praise the Lord. Amen. But there was a time that we walked according to the course of this world. Amen. There was a time that I was lost. Amen. I was undone. I had no hope without God in this world. And same with you. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. But somehow by the grace of God, he came down. I'm here to preach. Every saint has got a past. Amen. And every sinner has got a future. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Every single one of us, amen, we're nothing without God. And we would not be where we are today if it was not for the grace and the mercy of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We would not be anywhere. Amen. We could be dead someplace, lost someplace sucking on a cigarette, amen, reaching for another bottle, popping another pill, shooting up, amen, with another needle, amen, hallelujah. If it was not for the mercy and the grace of God, amen, you could be lying in somebody's bed, amen, hallelujah, getting yourself a disease or giving one, amen, you could be all messed up in all kinds of ways were it not for the mercy of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, the grace of God. Oh, the grace of God. Oh, the mercy of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. There's folks that come in, amen, and they see us cleaned up. They see us not drugging, not drinking, not smoking, amen. They see us dressed nice, amen. Good smiles on our faces, happy, amen, in our appearance. Praise the Lord. And they think that I can never be that way, but they have never seen the way that I was. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. When God dug me out of a pit, amen, when God saved me from my own sin, hallelujah, when God delivered me, Lord, from those things that bound me, amen, and trapped me, things that I tried to quit and couldn't quit, things that I tried to give up and couldn't give up, chains that held me that I could not break free from, hallelujah, can I tell you, every saint of God has got a past. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Every one of us, amen, have got a story. Every one of us have got a testimony. Praise the Lord, where how God dug us out of a pit and how we weren't worth saving, amen. But God saw something in you, amen, worth saving, amen. When the world didn't see it, hallelujah, God saw it, amen. Just like David, amen, his brethren, his father, amen, did not see anything worthy in him of being a king, amen. But God did. Does not look, amen, upon the outward appearance like man does, but he looks upon the heart. And when they saw a shepherd boy and they saw a weakling little kid, oh my God, amen, put it in the eyes, amen, of Samuel and said, that's the one that's going to lead Israel. Why is it? Because they saw a shepherd boy, amen, they saw a little boy, amen, but God saw a giant killer. God saw a king. Amen. God saw one, amen, that would store up the treasures to build the house of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And can I tell you that God sees something in every sinner? God sees what they can become. God sees what he wants to do. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. And every sinner has got a future in God. Hallelujah. Every sinner's got a place that they can go. Amen. And they too can be hid with Christ in God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. It is no wonder that Jesus called us, amen, when we are to sow the seed. He said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. Amen. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. And he that believeth not shall be damned. But I want you to go forth and I want you to preach. Amen. Jesus said to every creature. He was not talking mosquitoes and frogs and turtles. Amen. But he was talking about people. He was talking about those made in the image of God, in the likeness of God. Those, praise the Lord, for whom he died. Amen. And he said, I want you to go forth and I want you to carry it to them. Go forth, amen, and preach to every creature. Amen. In the parable of the sower went forth to sow. Amen. And the Bible says that the seed that he sowed was the word of God. Amen. And what's interesting about the sower in this parable is the Bible says that he took the precious seed of the word of God. Amen. And he began to sow it. Amen. And some of it, the Bible says, fell upon the wayside. And some of it fell upon stony ground. And some of it fell among thorns. And some of it fell among good ground, where it brought forth fruit. Amen. That which fell among thorns, it was choked up by the cares of this life. Amen. And those types of things, and the love of money. Amen. And that which fell upon stony ground, it was that that did not have much root in it. And it with joy received the word for a little while, but then it went its way. Amen. Some fell upon hard ground by the wayside, did not take seed. And the devil, amen, the enemy, the birds, the fowl of the air came and stole it. But some fell upon good ground, and it brought forth, amen, some 30-fold, some 60-fold, some 100-fold. It brought forth fruit. But can I tell you, that the farmer, amen, the sower of seed, amen, in Jesus' parable was quite different, amen, than the farmer of the farmer that I see around here in the valley area, amen, going back around where our house is and all these beautiful farmhouses in the land. I can see how they carefully prepare the soil, amen, and they've got a wayside road around it, amen, but I'm telling you, they don't sow seed there. And they don't sow seed among the thorns. And they don't sow seed on stony ground. The farmer, amen, the seed sower, sowed in a reckless manner. The seed was precious. I know farmers that they value their seed, amen, for the next crop more than anything else. Amen. They take care of it. They want to make sure that it stays dry. They want to make sure that they don't get weevils in it. They want to make sure, amen, that it's pure seed, amen, and it doesn't have other contaminants in it. It was precious seed, amen, that was sown. Amen. What is the difference? Why is it, amen, that the seed, amen, was sown in such a reckless manner? I will tell you why it is. It's because you and I are not like the farmer that can go and prepare the soil. Amen. We're not that way. The seed is the word of God, and all of these grounds, amen, that is just the world around us, and we are to go and we are to sow, amen, everywhere, because we don't know what kind of ground that we're sowing in. Amen. And we've got to go, amen, to those that are poor and those that are wealthy. We've got to go to those that are middle class, those that feel like they need God, and those that that feel like they don't need God. We've got to go to the hungry, amen, and the seemingly unhungry. We've got to go to those that are all tattooed up, amen, and their face looks like they fell into a tackle box or something. Amen. We've got to go and witness to them. We've got to go. Amen. In our demographic here. Amen. All around us, there's all kinds of people. But we're not to segregate. And we are not to figure out, alright, we'll sow here and not there. Amen. That is not according to the word of God. Amen. Because there might be a sinner over here where you don't want to go. Amen. That God has got a plan for them. God has got a future for them. God has got a hope for them. God has got heaven for them. We don't know, but an accident could take them out tomorrow. And we've got a witness to them today. Let's worship the Lord. Let's worship the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we just don't know, we don't know, we don't know. On the way to church today, I had to go around a long ways. Had to go out into Brentwood and turn around because of what appeared to be a head-on accident. And they didn't seem to be in that big of a hurry, amen, to rescue anybody. I think it may have been a fatality. And folks are going out into the world, amen. And we've got the only saving message. Hallelujah. We've got the Acts 2:38 message. We've got the message that makes men free. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to tell it. Amen. I want to send it out. Amen. Because I've got to pass myself. And if somebody hadn't come to me, I'd be lost in a done. Amen. And they have got a future. They've got a future. They've got a future. Every sinner has got a future. Oh, let's worship Him. Let's worship Him.
Oh, there, God.
Jesus said, take heed that ye despise not one of these little ones. For I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven. For the Son of Man has come to save that which is lost. Another place he said, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. Hallelujah. I've come to appeal to us that your neighbor, amen, and all those around us have got souls, amen, and they need somebody. They need somebody. Amen. If they are here and we are here and this is our field, we're to plant. We're to sow seed. Amen. We're not to say, well, they wouldn't be a good fit. God knows what He'll do. Hallelujah. Every saint has got a past. Some of them are intimidated because they see us all perfect. And they don't realize that even today we've got foibles. Hallelujah. Every saint has got a past. And every sinner's got a future. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want us this next year, oh, that we could sow seed. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Can I tell you that I applaud those that are trying to learn Spanish? Amen. And reach. Amen. I applaud it. I have tried, amen. And I've known folks that have lived, they've lived in the United States for years and years and years, and they have trouble with English. They try. They've even gone to courses like I've gone to courses. Amen. And they just have trouble. Amen. We need to reach them. We need to reach them. Praise the Lord. If we don't, who's going to? We don't want their blood on our hands. Hallelujah. As the Lord tarries, amen, I want to do all that we can. Amen. To reach everybody that we can. Amen. If there was a large deaf population here, I haven't seen maybe just two or three people in the whole 10 years that I've been here that were deaf, you know, doing sign language or something. But I'd want to reach them. I want to do something. I took sign language, amen, for a while. And started doing a little interpreting. Amen. And I thank God. I want to reach people. Souls. Amen. Doesn't matter if they're dirty. Doesn't matter if they're homeless. Thank God we've got young girl last time that she came. They were just with somebody, but basically homeless. Jen saw mom the other day out on the street. They need people to love them. They need people to reach to them. Jesus went to the down and out. Jesus reached. Don't despise them, but reach for them, because every saint has got a past. And every sinner's got a future. Hallelujah. I want it to be as bright for them as it can be. To see souls saved. To see them stand on heaven's shore. Worshiping God with me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'd like to win somebody that'd be a soul winner. I'd like to win somebody, praise the Lord, amen, that would win more souls than I've won. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'd like to,
I'd like to win a giant killer. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'd like to win, amen, somebody that would stand for truth. Can we stand in the house of God? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I want to reach out to Him. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Could we purpose in our hearts? God, I want to do my part. Hallelujah. As Brother Matt said in his testimony, help me remember my chains. And help me remember that they're gone. Hallelujah. And have compassion on someone else. Paul said that I am become a debtor to all men. How's that? What did they do for you, Paul? That you're a debtor to them, that you owe them. Oh, they didn't do anything for me, but he did everything for me. And because I was lost and he saved me, I become a debtor to all men. Every sinner deserves a chance. Every sinner needs a witness. Every sinner ought to have the seed of the word sown in love to them. Hallelujah. I want to do my part. Let's reach after the Lord, can we? If you'd like to come and pray, stand and pray, kneel and pray. Let's take some time.
You can use anything.
Talk to Him.
You can use me.
Jesus.
You can use it.